This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, some people are fortunate enough to discover their calling from a young age. For others, it might take half a lifetime. Steve Stewart was 50 when he decided to start the international ministry known as Impact Nations, based in Canada. His wife, Christina, heads up the Journeys of Compassion part of the ministry. Welcome to Australia, Steve and Christina.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to have you. And so how did it all start, Steve? You know, when and why did you found Impact Nations?
Well, I had been a church planter and church pastor through most of my working life. And I found myself starting to take people with me. I was going away overseas a little more all the time. We actually were there when the Soviet Union was dissolved. I got there the day after.
Oh, wow.
It was the first time, and we got in food and clothing and so forth. So I've always stayed involved in the developing world while pastoring in North America. As you alluded to, at about 50, I was coming back from doing a conference in Korea for Christian businessmen, and I really sensed the Lord speak to me, much to my surprise, and said, "What do you want to do with the rest of your life? I'll let you do anything." And I was very surprised by that. And after pondering it a little bit, I said, if I could do anything, I want to spend the rest of my life rescuing lives. I want to do that economically, medically, spiritually, culturally. And it's like as soon as I said that, suddenly doors began to open. People I'd never heard of sending me emails and phoning me. And that's how it started about 7.5 years ago.
So it was quite organic in those beginning days.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And what's the work sort of become now?
Well, we are now working, I think at last count we're in 12 countries. We do two things primarily. We take people on short-term frontline trips we call Journeys of Compassion, where everyone gets involved in. We do mobile medical clinics, we'll do practical projects, we'll also do healing and evangelism. Every team member, and we've now had over 600, they themselves, God uses them to heal the sick and lead people to Jesus. These journeys open a door for me with national leaders that it provides like a platform, and from that we build on long-term sustainable projects. Mm-hmm. So we have projects, right now we've got something over 60 of them, in I think 38 communities around the developing world. These would be everything from starting micro-businesses to starting farms, feeding programs,